The professional left, the ones whose voices get to speak over the airwaves. In our adamation-clogged, class-rigid, mired, manufactured reality, have an obligation to the youth to help them, as Karl Popper said, grow independent of us, quote-unquote, of this calcified reality, of the limits imposed by their so-called betters. And they, the pundits, owe a debt to all of us, to we the species, to move us past this miring of class. It's a debt to humanity and all life, the price we pay for our ticket to ride. And what I've learned on my recent spin, circling around and getting my look at it, is that this mess ain't complicated. And if a pundit, with all his years on the planet, hasn't given us at least this, and therefore the way out of it, that's not an accident. I put some fragments on the website that I hope you listen to from the very show we began with. I came in and put on first thing, and I'll try to, I hope you guys get to hear it. I'll play it again after the show, if it gets to stay on. Last week, a show I put on didn't. In which one of the fragments says that it's not the market that power wants to make self-regulating, but us, we the people. That was from December 2012, this show I'm going to play. And the second is from a month later, January the 13th, 2013, said, if we can be made obedient, the system can be self-regulating. That's the point. And we also said that the pundit class is the only thing that gives power its hold. And we got to talk more about that, because I can imagine some folks are wondering about that. Is that true? Isn't it really the this and the that and the this and the that and the bump, 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 bump? We got to find out if it really is all that other stuff. I mean, that true, there's lots of buffers. But is the pundit one key? For the reasons we stated in that show and just now, of our need to feel smart. So the goal of us being self-regulating, that's the goal of totalitarianism. Plato's dictum, no change. So these excerpts, I think, bear on where we are now in our discussion. I'm more convinced than ever that planning our future is a school. What comes out of it are tools. This comment of Miklos from an upcoming chapter is coming up for me, and I'll share it with my comment and reaction as I ponder it. Quote, this is from Miklos Neasley. I might add that during the filling of work quotas, the SS Commission first accepted volunteers for the convoys and used arbitrary incorporation only when the number of volunteers did not attain the required number. Nevertheless, there were few volunteers, since nobody wanted to forsake the advantages of his present situation, that of not working, for another. Few were willing to volunteer for forced labor when the food rations were insufficient even to sustain life in the catset. Poor short-sighted women. If only they had understood the mentality of the Third Reich's catset, they would have realized that those who did not work, they would have realized that those who did not work did not live. And my comment to that forthcoming is that, need it be said that this is the mentality of power? And that rule and economic system are coterminous. But I think the reason this is coming up for me is because of that second implied Chomsky message. Focus on being productive, be the best, work hard. This is the point of the state. For when we're kept busy, we can't figure out the illusion. Our eyes can't see it. You know, it's almost like when you're running fast, what's right next to you is a blur. You have to stop, do nothing to see the illusion. Otherwise, our eyes can't see it. What we wake up to every morning, that we are captives, that this is wrong and that this is not what we want.